a bill to lower the voting age to 16 was defeated in Westminster on Friday. The private members bill brought in by Labour's Jim McMahon was debated in the House of Commons, with the Tories accused of sabotaging the bill during often heated exchanges across the floor.
The way today has gone means we might not even get to a vote today. I think the government benches ought to be very concerned, because 16 and 17-year-olds today might be denied the right to vote, but in 2 years' time, they will be 18. And they will remember. They'll remember what a democratic right only 2 years.
So should 16 and 17-year-olds be allowed to vote, or do you think that they're just too young and not maybe grown up enough to form political opinions? Joining me this morning, former Lib Dem MP Lembit Opik and the former Conservative MP Edwina Curry. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
Edwina, what do you reckon?
Well, my own feeling is, I mean, it's lovely to think that 16 and 17-year-olds might want to vote. That's absolutely wonderful. But my own feeling is that actually, until you might have to be in the world of work, where you might be paying taxes, where you might have to think about the balance of how life and the economy might work, do you know what? It's probably a bit early. I mean, I don't know any 16 and 17-year-olds who would want to vote, but that in itself is not a reason for saying no. I just feel that a little bit extra time, 18 is fine.
So on the night of the last day as being a 17-year-old, what changes, Edwina, that means you then are valid and your opinions are mature enough to decide who you should vote for?
Vinny, that's a very silly question, because that would apply at any age. That would apply at 21, which is what it was when I was a student myself. It would apply at 30, which is what it was when women were first given the vote back in 1918. That would apply at any age.
So what about the Scottish referendum where 16 and 17-year-olds were allowed to vote?
Well, it ended up with them voting against independence, which I don't think was actually the intention or the expectation of the people who gave them the vote.
But it was a democratic vote. It's what they wanted. Do you think that they were not mature enough to make that decision?
Yes.
When you're 16, Edwina, you are allowed to join the army. You can get married if you have parental consent. What? You can work full time. You can leave school. Surely, yep. When you have those responsibilities on your shoulders, then you are a member of society, you're paying your taxes, possibly, and therefore, why not have a decision, a vote, in terms of what happens politically?
Well, I should point out, of course, that you can't join the army at 16 without parental consent. There is an assumption there that your parents are still responsible for you, and I think we would strongly, really discourage anybody from joining the army at 16. And as you've just pointed out, marriage is also subject to all sorts of restrictions, particularly in Northern Ireland, where I think the age of consent for a very long time was 17. I'm not sure whether it still is. So there are all sorts of restrictions. If you are a mature person, then you will get frustrated, Vinny, at not being able to vote. But the vast majority of 16 and 17-year-olds are still in school, and they're not able to finish their education till they're 18. So that's,
yeah, but that's not mandatory education. That's if they're doing A-levels.
Oh, yes, it is. No, it's mandatory. Well, I don't know about Northern Ireland, but it's mandatory in Britain now. It's mandatory in the rest of the country.
As far as I'm aware, when you've done your GCSEs, you can go.
The school leaving age now is, or it may be going up, I'll have to look it up now. But the whole principle has been to shift ages upwards, not downwards. When my mother was a child, you could leave school at 11. When I was a child, you could leave school at 15. Then it became 16, and now it's going up to 18. It's hard on anyone who is mature and capable. They will want to vote. That is wonderful. They can join a political party at 16. They can go out pounding the streets and delivering the leaflets, and I certainly hope they'll do that.
Well, you keep mentioning the word mature, Edwina. There are plenty, as I'm sure you would agree, of immature adults who do have the power to vote.
Well, anyone gets involved in politics, and I'm quite sure that Lembit would agree with me, occasionally holds his head in despair at the idiocy of some of the people that do have the vote and the way that they use it. Nonetheless, we have to have a cut-off point.
So why 18 then? Why not 21? Why not 25 when you could say, well, look, they're definitely mature as they're going to be when they're in their mid-20s?
These rules have been set up in different ways at different times, and it's very helpful to have a degree of consistency about it and to have the debate and to have the argument. If I were convinced, Vinny, that today's 16 and 17-year-olds were as mature as the people that I grew up with, most of whom were working at 16, most of whom were paying taxes at 16, then I would be totally in favour.
Oh,
there was a stronger case for it. There was a stronger case for it 50 years ago than there is now, where most young people go on to college and are still in education.
Edwina Curry.
Oh, I'm old enough to be patronising. That's fine.
Well, what do you think, Lambert? Are you buying anything from Edwina today? Do you agree with any of those points?
Much as I have great admiration for Edwina and I find you always beguiling, you actually undermined your entire case in your very first sentence, Edwina. You said you should be paying tax in order to vote. Absolutely 100% correct. No taxation without representation. So therefore, by your own argument, anyone who pays tax to the government has the right to call the tune. End of story, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely obvious. I asked the Prime Minister when it was Gordon Brown if he would either give the vote to 16 and 17-year-olds or exclude them from tax.
Well, hold on, Lemmet. So are you saying that it's only the 16 and 17-year-olds who are working and paying tax that should be allowed to vote?
No, but it's a starting point. That sets the principle. That's some.
So what about adults that aren't working? Should they not be allowed to vote?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to explain why. In principle, there is nothing, there is no moral justification for excluding at least those 16 and 17-year-olds who pay tax from voting. So once we establish that point, then it's just really a notional question whether the other 16 and 17-year-olds should be allowed to vote. Now, let's take the point that you just said. I do happen to agree with Edwina. I can get very frustrated by adults who vote, perhaps those who didn't vote for me in the 2010 general election. But I can't hold any 16 or 17-year-olds responsible for my own defeat. And here's where we get to the point. Now, Edwina, you are entitled to be patronising if you want to be. I choose not to be. I'd set up the UK Youth Parliament with Andrew Rowe, a former Conservative MP. He's passed away now. And we did it because we believed it was important that there was a theatre for politicians who were younger to be able to express and explore their points of view.
Yes.
The debates we had in the UK Youth Parliament were every bit as mature and many times more mature than the ones in the
House. But are you not being very unfair, Lem? But you have said that you believe a start would be 16 and 17-year-olds who are paying tax to be allowed to vote. Therefore, if you decide and you can continue with your education, I checked it, Edwina, at 16 you can leave here in Northern Ireland, you're penalised then. You can't vote.
Well, let me just tell you, you can leave school on the last Friday in June if you'll be 16 by the end of the summer, the holidays. You must then do one of the following until you're 18. Stay in full-time education, for example, at a college, start an apprenticeship or a traineeship. Right, so you're still going to be in education or training.
Can't get a job when you're 16?
Wait a minute, hang on. There's a contradiction here. So does that mean that, I'm saying we've established the principle by Edwina's own words that at least some 16-year-olds should be able to vote. Let's look at the opposite of that. That means anyone who's a student at 18 or 19 or 20 or 30 or 40 shouldn't be allowed to vote by virtue of being in education. That's a very strange restriction, Edwina.
Well, let's dig into the hypocrisy of this, shall we? The reason that the Labour Party and the Lib Dems want to have this change in the rules is because they think that most young people will vote for them. That's why.
Wait a minute, I'm not arguing from I haven't done anything campaigning-wise for the Lib Dems for years. I'm doing it. And when I was working with Andrew Rowe, one of your former colleagues, and I wasn't doing it because of some political advantage for the Lib Dems. Frankly, almost no one votes for the Lib Dems these days, so it's such a moot point. The reality is, I think that for better or worse, whoever the young people vote for, and there's quite a lot of indication, plenty of young people have at times voted Conservative, it's because there is no moral justification for excluding them from the system. Let's look at it in very simple terms. At 16, you are allowed to start a family, even without parental consent. You can start a family. Are you telling me that that is more less of a responsibility than voting.
Okay.
I absolutely reject that.
Well, let's just make sure that we clear this. You can start a family any time you're physically capable. That doesn't mean you can take responsibility for it. And the UK Youth Parliament, the UK Youth Parliament is for democratically elected members aged between 11 and 18. How low can you go?
Okay, just to clarify as well, Edwina, we're frantically Googling here behind the scenes. And in terms of Northern Ireland, you can leave school when you're 16, leave education when you're 16. So therefore, you could get a full-time job. So that goes back then, Edwina Curry. If you are working full-time as a 16 or 17-year-old, you are paying taxes. You are therefore, to an extent, paying the wages of the MPs who are sitting in Westminster. They are passing bills. They are making decisions on behalf of you, but you can't vote for them. You can pay their wages, but you cannot have a right to vote.
Well, we used to have, over 100 years ago, we had a franchise in the United Kingdom that depended on your ownership of property, depended on your basically on how much money you had. And we long ago swept that away. We long ago went for universal suffrage. And you have to choose an age at which it begins. At the moment, it's 18. And that accords with the voting age in many, many, many countries. There isn't really a very strong reason for changing it. And you know what? If it were changed by people who think that the young people would then vote left-wing, they might just be a bit surprised. You know, I think many of the younger people would then find that they were talking to their parents, talking even more important to their grandparents, and actually getting a good idea of how to vote.
Okay. If you are listening this morning, and perhaps you are 16 or 17, and you think I feel completely patronised by Edwina Curry, I want the right to vote. I feel like I am intelligent and mature enough. 030 30 80 55 55. Peter in Derry, I don't think you fall into that age category, but what do you think?
Well, basically, I was just googling myself, also checking that out, and they can leave at the birthday in June of the end of the summer holidays. They can leave and take up an apprenticeship.
Yes, in Northern Ireland.
Yes, throughout, that's on gov.uk website. So at the end, the other point is, I don't think Edwina Kerr has been entirely honest here. Her reasons why she's supporting are not supporting people, a 16-year-old having a vote, right? Because at the end of the day, the Tories have been well known to be very reluctant to agree to someone of 16 years' age. Why? Because it's a political act to weigh in favour of the Tories. Because traditionally, people who vote Tory, it's mostly the older generation as the highest numbers of voters for Tory. As for Brexit, if you have younger people who are 16 years of age, then coming to vote, you're going to have a different demographics in terms of the polling at the booth. And that is the reason why the likes of Edwina Curry, who is a former Tory minister, and others within the Tory fraternity are quite willing to resist the idea of an electoral vote for 16-year-olds.
Well, what do you think, Peter? Do you think a 16 and a 17-year-old is mature enough? Because a lot of this does come down to maturity. Is mature enough to decide who to vote for when they are that age?
Well, look, I study law at the minute. I used to be a head of year. I used to be over 180 16, 15, 16-year-olds. I find some of them quite mature. Others are not. But then you get older people that are not all that mature for their age.
I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
Half them work in here.
So all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you cannot make a uniform or a sweeping statement. And if you discriminate at one level, and you say, okay, you can join the army, which, to my opinion, is one of the most serious decisions you can make, to offer up your life or not to the legions of your country. It is a very serious matter.
But the
decision like that, then you cannot discriminate. That's the law.
Yeah, but the counter to that, as Edwina has already made, is you have to have permission of your parents, which to an extent suggests that you don't have responsibility for your whole life to an extent. Just because we're pushed for time, I want to bring in one more caller on this. Norman and Bangor. Norman, go ahead.
Morning, Vinnie.
Good morning.
These young ones, they're hardly out of nappies at 16, not to be honest. Because these young ones at 16, can they run a household and pay bills?
Do you know any adults that are Egypts?
I know a brave lad.
Well, there you go.
A brave lad in this country because they vote orange and green and they don't know what they're voting for. But to vote at 16, when you look at the number of young ones that's on drugs and alcohol abuse.
Norman, that's a load of nonsense. What about the older people that are on drugs and alcohol? In fact, I think if you were to have the stats, there's probably more older people that have problems with drinking alcohol, or maybe not even problems, just in between, than young people. You talk about tarring people. That is you just sweeping all younger people into one category and saying they're all drunk drugged up Egypt.
The state of this country is with the young ones, the antisocial behaviour and everything that's going on. Are you expecting them to vote? Is that what you want to go in through the election and vote and put their into the ballot paper? Because I don't think it was. Should they even have babies at 16? So what responsibility have they of none?
Okay, look, we'll take more of your calls on this later on. 030 30 80 55 55. What do you think? Would you, if you had your say, reduce the age of voting in Northern Ireland or in the UK, whatever, to 16? Or maybe you would bring it down further, or perhaps you'd bring it up higher again.